Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD coach, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that can feel like trying to herd cats mindfulness with ADHD. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindfulness? That takes focus, and focusing is my kryptonite. But trust me on this one, friends, even those of us who have minds like squirrels on espresso can learn to tap into the power of mindfulness. It's not about becoming a Zen master overnight, it's about finding little pockets of peace amidst the chaos. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a bustling city street, cars honking, people rushing everywhere, and a whole lot of sensory overload. Mindfulness is like stepping off that crowded street into a quiet park, taking a deep breath, and simply observing. You're not trying to change anything, just noticing the present moment without judgment. So let's break down 5 key takeaways for mastering mindfulness with ADHD. 1. Start small. Forget about meditating for an hour like you see on Instagram. That's a recipe for instant overwhelm. We're starting tiny. Think 2 minutes, maybe 3, of focused breathing. Focus on the rise and fall of your chest, the coolness of the air entering your nose. Just breathe. That's it. You can do this anytime, anywhere, waiting in line, washing dishes, even just before you hit send on that important email. 2. Body scan. Ever feel like your brain is running a million miles an hour while your body feels disconnected? A body scan helps ground you in the present moment. Sit or lie down comfortably and slowly bring your attention to each part of your body, starting with your toes. Notice any sensations, tingling, warmth, pressure. Don't judge them, just observe. This helps calm your nervous system and bring awareness to your physical self. 3. Anchor yourself. Our ADHD brains are notorious for wandering off on tangents. So, find an anchor, a word, phrase, or object that you can return to when your mind starts to race. It could be something simple like calm or peace, or even just focusing on the texture of your clothing. When you feel your attention drifting, gently bring it back to your anchor. 4. Embrace imperfection. This is huge for us ADHD folks. We tend to put pressure on ourselves to do everything perfectly, which can lead to anxiety and frustration. Remember, mindfulness isn't about achieving some ideal state of calm, it's about accepting the present moment, even with all its imperfections. 5. Celebrate small victories. Every time you catch your mind wandering and bring it back to the present, that's a win. Every 2 minutes of focused breathing is progress. Give yourself credit for showing up, because consistency is key. Now, let me share a real-world example. Imagine you're at a crowded party, trying to have a conversation while your mind is racing with a million thoughts. Did I leave the stove on? What should I say next? Oh, look, back you dog. It's easy to get overwhelmed and feel like you're not present. But what if you took a few deep breaths, focusing on the feeling of each inhale and exhale? What if you gently brought your attention back to the person you're talking to, listening to their words instead of letting your mind wander? Suddenly, that party feels less overwhelming and more enjoyable. See, mindfulness isn't about escaping reality, it's about engaging with it more fully, even when things get a little chaotic. It's a practice, a journey, not a destination. And trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel calmer, more focused, and more connected to yourself and the world around you. So, my amazing ADHD friends, take these key takeaways with you today. Start small, be kind to yourselves, and remember, even a few moments of mindfulness can make a world of difference. Don't forget to share your thoughts, experiences, and questions on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And until next time, stay radiant, stay focused, and most importantly, stay you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.